I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. You know that aphorism about how in life it's the little things that count? Chance encounters with profoundly influential strangers we never expected to meet. An aromatic cup of coffee sipped while listening to a Bach concerto on the radio. Or noticing nature's tiny creatures that are so vitally important to our well-being. The poet Emily Dickinson once wrote, "To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee. One clover and a bee and reverie." And this week, we hear similar sentiments from Carolyn Floor Loban.
8 years ago, I became a beekeeper in an accidental way. My husband read a notice announcing a five-week bee school in late winter, and since he was not free that night, he asked if I was interested. My sister-in-law, president of her local garden club in New Hampshire, encouraged me with a book about bees and beekeeping entitled Sweetness and Light. The title is taken from a quote by Jonathan Swift. "Instead of dirt and poison, we fill our hives with honey and wax, thus furnishing mankind with the two noblest of things, which are sweetness and light, the sweetness of honey and the light of the candle." That year, Jean was diagnosed with an aggressive cancer that left her with only months to live. The first honey I extracted from a beehive was one of the last sources of nourishment she could tolerate. Before I learned the full joy of beekeeping, that first year with bees revealed that I was embarking on a journey, not just a casual hobby. Bees are a source of life on Earth. With little change in anatomy and social behavior, they have been on Earth since the time of the dinosaurs, over 60 million years. Bees and flowers evolved together in a mutual embrace of pollen and nectar, and honey stored by the bees is the glorious result. Bees forage plants and flowers for their nourishment, and fortunately for us humans, they pollinate a third of what we eat. But the colony is the bee's greatest achievement. Comprised of the mother queen, 90% female workers, and 10% male drones, the colony is the living organism. After months of foraging in summer and fall, bees cluster in winter in the hive for communal warmth and to ensure the queen's survival. Contrary to popular fear, bees are not aggressive and only defend the colony when it is disturbed, which is why beekeepers wear protective clothing. When stinging defensively, a bee dies, giving its individual life for the sake of the colony. Thanks to the bees, I have become a closer observer of nature and the seasons. I delight in seeing the bees fly as temperatures climb above 50 degrees. I seek policy changes in our overuse of pesticides that threaten their survival. Annually, a third or more of American colonies perish. As spring approaches, I look forward to its harbingers, not only the crocuses, but the bees diving into them. Ah, bees. Ah, life returning at last.
Carolyn Floor Loban is Professor Emerita of Anthropology at Rhode Island College and a member of the Rhode Island Beekeepers Association. She was instrumental in installing two beehives on the Rhode Island College campus for public education. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.